What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, we're doing the Eagles Week 2 review. If I sound a little different, I apologize. I was fighting off a little cold, like sore throat type situation. Unfortunately, Rick the other last week invited me to his house after I was working out. He was like, oh, you're at the gym? Come over and whatever. He lives right behind the house, right behind the gym. So after I was done with the gym, I went over. Rick didn't mention his son was sick, you know what I'm saying? So his son was sick and it got Rick sick. So here I am. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm like, hopefully I don't get sick. But then the baby sneezed right on me. So I was like, oh no. So yeah. So Saturday, like the end of Saturday, all of Sunday. And now right now I feel a lot better. But those 2 days I was feeling a little iffy, a little sore throat. I hated it. Now that's Monday in the morning, my throat's better. So if I feel a little harsh or something like that, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm almost over it. But yeah, guys, week two of the Eagles, we're 0-2. Jesus Christ. To be quite honest, going into the game, I knew we were going to lose. We're just not healthy. These first couple of weeks are just going to test us and break us. Physically and mentally. So what I saw from the Eagles this week, and maybe I'm wrong, but you guys let me know. The offensive line, even though they lost somebody else, they did a lot better. It wasn't like Wentz didn't get sacked as much in this game that he did with Washington. He got sacked 8 times in Washington in week one. And this one, they definitely plugged up the holes and they did a lot better and they gave him time to throw the ball. There's still some passes that Carson threw a little high, out of the reach of, you know, Ertz and Jackson and all that. There was one play that Goddard got open. Ertz had went across Goddard when the play started, and they left Goddard wide open in the end zone, and Wentz just missed it. The pressure was getting on him. Aaron Darnold was putting the pressure on, and he panicked and he went wide left and he tried to throw the ball, but didn't get anybody. He basically threw it away, and Goddard was left open in the end zone, which I think would have helped us a lot. But at the end of the day, would they have got us the win? I don't know. But you know, the Rams played really good. You know what I'm saying? That defense was playing really good. And the one thing about Aaron Donald that I love, he's like, I don't have to get sacks to be disruptive. You know, I just have to put the pressure on and make the quarterback throw the ball, you know, at the wrong time, too quick. And that's what he did. He definitely went out there and he did his thing. And Carson, he needs to work on that, especially now, because he just threw the ball too high. And somebody came, and it was last week too. But again, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. Do I think that the Eagles are over because we're 0-2? I know there was a statistic out there that says teams that go 0-2 usually don't make the playoffs in the beginning. Like if you go 0-2 in the beginning of the season, you usually don't make the playoffs. I still think we can make the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? I still think that we're gonna rally together. You know, we still don't have Jeffries. And a good portion of the line still isn't there. One more member went down yesterday. So I definitely think going throughout the season, I think we're going to get a lot better. And hopefully Carson can get, you know, in rhythm with his team, you know, and get those balls in their hands, because I didn't see it whatsoever. I didn't see Carson. Like, he wasn't good. And I know a lot of people were saying that the defense is what let us down because they let all those touchdowns go through and everything. But that's crazy talk. It's literally, this is what, like, if you watch the game, our offense was getting out. They were getting 3 and outs. You know what I'm saying? They were, you know, they weren't, there was no long drives. They were getting out either within the first 3 plays or in the last, or they would get 3 plays and either get out, or they would get those 3 plays and they get 1 more and they get 2 more plays and then they were out. So our defense is now going out there more frequently, running around. So now here they are chasing around all these running backs, all these wide receivers and tight ends. that takes a toll. You know what I'm saying? If you don't believe me, go back and watch. I know the NFL has, they got this show on YouTube and on ESPN, but it's called Mic'd Up, and where they mic up a certain player on each team. And I was watching it the other day before the Eagles game, and they had put on San Francisco. And when they had put on San Francisco, Kittle, who is the tight end for the San Francisco, had his mic on and they were following him around. At one point in the game, as they're going into the huddle, Kittle says, "Our defense needs rest," meaning we need to make this a long drive. We need to get 10, 15 yards and, you know, get up to 10, you know, get a good 10, 15 minutes for them to rest so they can come back out here. Well, not 10 or 15 minutes. Let's not get crazy. But, you know, between the whole timeouts and, you know, going out of bounds and the clock stopping, it's about a good 5, 6, 7 minutes. Close to probably, you know, around 10. And with that, their defense gets rested, they get oxygen, and they're ready to go out for the next drive and keep dominating. And that was it showed me that Kittle not only is a great athlete, but he's smart. And he's a true leader of the team, because he's thinking like, hey, we can probably go out here and score early again, but let's not do that. Let's give our defense some rest so they can be ready when they come out. That's what the Eagles needed yesterday, and that's not what they got. If you look back at the Chip Kelly era, he used to do the same thing. He used to try to build up his whole offense with as much talent as possible. But he used to lead the defense out there. Like he never try to get long drives. He would always do the no huddles, and he would try to throw the ball 50 yards up with Nick Foles and all of them. And because of that, the defense was getting shredded every week because they couldn't keep up. Like they were, you know what I'm saying? Like when you have a limited amount of players on defense and you only have 3 or 4 corners and 2 safeties, that means they're going out there every drive. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't get to take breaks as much as some other teams. You know what I'm saying? So that it reminded me of that. It reminded me of back when Chip Kelly was the coach and they used to throw the offense, the no huddle offense out there, and they would get 3 and out. They would literally go out there for 3 plays and they get taken out. And our defense got shredded. I think that's what happened yesterday too. But our defense was holding up pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying our defense is bad. Our defense is pretty decent, you know. They definitely, you know, with Mills going up to safety now and stuff like that, and he's trying to figure things out in the safety position, he's still good. Like, he's learning on the job, and he's doing a great job doing it, which is great. We're 0-2, but I definitely don't think that we're in trouble. I don't think that we're out of the playoffs or we should give up. No. Let's not get crazy. Carson can change this around. You know, he's young enough where he can change this around. He's young enough where, you know, he's going to make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? When you make mistakes. You know, let's not get crazy. Lamar Jackson, his first year, was not the greatest quarterback. Let's be serious. He wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Now we look at him 2 years later, and we're looking at him as one of the greatest quarterbacks right now in this current modern era. So, you know, things can change. You just have to turn that corner. I don't give Carson any flack because last year we had nobody and we still made the playoffs. So he played really good the last couple of years. Last year he played good enough where he had nobody. So, you know, if this is the year where he's like he has nothing left to give, or if this is the year where he's like he's not going that extra mile this year, I can't blame him. You can't blame Carl because look at all the other years. If he's not hurt, he gets hurt. But even when he's not hurt and he had no one to play with, he only had the practice squad wide receivers coming in and stuff like that, he was still winning games. You know what I'm saying? And that takes a toll on you every single year. So I'm not giving him any flack. I'm going to give him until week 5 to figure things out. I know on last episode I said give him the first 3 weeks. And I'm still okay with that. But if week 3, if he still isn't up to par, give him the first 5. You know what I'm saying? Give him. And I'm not making excuses for the man. I'm not. He definitely is not throwing the way he's supposed to be throwing. His accuracy is not there. All his floating passes, he's throwing them way too far ahead of his wide receivers. So it's not like I'm giving him excuses. No. I'm just giving him a time period. I'm giving him the first 3 weeks. See what he does. Maybe, but if I can see some improvement by next week, week three, if I can see some improvement where he's landing his, you know, his floating passes, I think that's what we need to do, because there's a lot of shots that he threw in like floating where they should have been caught and he just overthrew. And I think if we are able to get those, then we're okay. Like if we are able to grab on, get that chemistry going, we'll be good. But that's what I'm doing. I'm giving him to week three. If he, week three he improves, then give him to week five. And I think he should be good and it will be rolling. Of course, half the season might be a little over, but that's okay. We're going to, you know, that's the whole point of building with your team. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, he had no time to throw the ball with his wide receivers and stuff like that. Like, he literally, I don't know if you guys can hear, there's some more sirens coming through. Philly can never be quiet, ever. Like, never. They're always on the go. But yeah. I'm giving them to, if week three I see some improvement, I'll give them to week five where until they get into their groove. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely think we're going to be a 10-6 team for a fact. I think we're going to lose four more times. But I think with that, we can definitely get 10 solid wins. We have talent. We have the team to do it. We have a good defense that can go out there and, you know, play hard, especially when they get some rest. You know what I'm saying? We have an offensive line that, once they're healthy, can definitely protect Carson. And Carson can now not only throw accurate passes, but he can see the whole field. You know, you can tell yesterday he didn't see the whole field. He was only seeing parts of the field. And that's why he was missing some key passes. So, yeah, I don't think there's anything to worry about. We're still in the first 3 weeks. Let's give it time. I know we want to win. As Philly fans, we want to win. We want to be like, yes, that's our team, because we really go hard for our teams. We really will show love for our sports teams. So, and unfortunately, like, the Phillies are great. You know, the Flyers are great. Anybody else? It was, what? And the Sixers are good. But I think the Eagles are the only team that we just literally everyone crowds around, you know, especially since they gave us a Super Bowl win a couple of years ago. It's just everyone who wasn't a football fan now is a football fan. You know what I'm saying? So now it's a bigger fan base, because for a while, the Eagles didn't win a championship in a long time. So now that they won, everyone's in, and now that everyone's putting their 2 cents in. But look, for the ones that have been around, for the fans that have been watching for years, and we've gone through the Chip Kelly era and all that stuff, let's just give it time. We have a good head coach. We have a good quarterback. We have great receivers. We have awesome tight ends. Let's just give it time. All right, week three is going to be good. Who are the? Let me just check who the Eagles are playing in week three. I don't think I checked. But it depends. I'm already saying we give it to week three, but let's see. You know. So who we have next? We have the Bengals. Joe Burrow, the quarterback for the Bengals, is definitely a good quarterback. But I think our defense should be able to hold them down. The Browns defense definitely did their thing with them. I think we should be able to do our thing. I think our corners and safeties will be good enough where I think we should get an interception. Because don't get me wrong, Joe Burrow is an accurate passer, but he only has Mixon. So if we take out Mixon and the running back and we stuff him for a good portion of the game, just like last week when he went against the Browns, he's going to have to keep throwing that ball. And he threw the ball for over 61 times. And I don't think he got intercepted one time during that game. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure he didn't get intercepted. But I think if you throw the ball 60 times against the Eagles with our type of corners and safeties, I think we'll definitely be able to come back and get some turnovers heavy. So let me check what they have for. Yeah. When the Bengals went against the Browns, he threw for 316 yards, and he threw 61 times, got three touchdowns, did Joe Burrow's for the from the Bengals with no interceptions. I don't think he can do that against the Eagles. I think we're just too polished on the defense side that I think we're going to get some turnovers if we stuff Mixon in the running back situation. And yes, bro can run, but he seems to only run when he's in the red zone area, when he needs to, you know. So as long as we do our jobs and we stay on our men and we put the pressure on defense, I think we should get a lot of turn. We should get some turnovers, and then Carson should be out there and be able to, you know, get some touchdown passes, especially to Ertz and Goddard. Like, it's no, like, there's no reason why Goddard and Ertz should not have got a touchdown yesterday. No reason whatsoever, unless you just, you're just not seeing the field in full. And that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Going out there with no repetition, no preseason or anything like that, like, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, the reason I say you give them three to five weeks is because usually Carson would play the four weeks of the preseason, the first two quarters, and then the next two quarters will be the backup quarterbacks. So those first two quarters, he's throwing the ball to his people. He's throwing the ball to Ertz, to Goddard, and to some of the backup wide receivers too and all that, but he's getting his rhythm. You know what I'm saying? He gets the training camp to get his timing down and everything, and then when you put him into a real game scenario, what the preseason is, he has 4 weeks. He has four games before the regular season where he can just, you know, throw the ball and be like, okay, that doesn't work. That deep ball doesn't work. If I do throw this deep ball, I need to take some of the mustard off it because I'm throwing it too far. If I'm going to throw, you know, a bullet pass, I got to make sure it's in the numbers. You know what I'm saying? Those type of things where he would have the preseason for, he doesn't have it for this one. So, you know, let's just give it time, gentlemen and ladies. Give it time. Eagles Nation, we are on the rise. I'm telling you, we just, once we turn that corner, we're going to forget about these first 2-3 weeks. I promise you. So, all right, guys, I'll talk to you guys on week 3 against what happened against the Bengals. I'm hoping it's a win. You know what I'm saying? Definitely Bengals are talented, but Eagles are talented as well. All right. So there's going to be two talented teams going at it. So, guys, stay safe. Have a good one. Don't get sick. You know, if you have any babies, or you know your friends have babies, they're probably sick. Don't get sick. Make sure you bundle up. It's hoodie weather this year. You know what I'm saying? Hoodie weather. All right. Stay safe. Deuces.